Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Big Data at UC San Diego. We're pleased to have you here and pleased to have this opportunity to bring together our community, a very diverse community in with a focus on interdisciplinary research and the utility and potential of big data in all that we do. I'm Sandra Brown. I'm the Vice Chancellor for Research here at UC San Diego. Following me will be Phil Bourne, the gentleman who put this workshop together. Phil is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Innovation and Industry Alliance in our office. Big data is important for a variety of different reasons, but I just want to highlight to you the exponential growth that we've had at UC San Diego over the past 10 years. You can see from this chart that for the last 4 years, we have hovered around $1 billion in the research enterprise. Actually, it's over $4 billion in these past 4 years. That success comes as a result of our creative and multidisciplinary efforts in the research arena. And I think this is one of the most important reasons from my perspective to really stay targeted on how we are going to move forward in this digital age and big data arena. In the Office of Research Affairs, I manage a whole variety of different things, and one of the most important of which is this interdisciplinary research that I'm speaking of. While that's important, that happens in conjunction with our involvement with students at all different levels, undergrads, grads, postdocs, visiting scientist and project scientist and research scientist that you are or have in your laboratories, all of these work together to foster a very innovative approach here on campus. Of course, I've got other jobs as well, managing compliance and ensuring that you all are aware of the requirements and that it takes to build this research enterprise and conduct research every day. In terms of multidisciplinary research, the campus has a number of organized research units, and I just want to highlight this because this really reflects, I think, a theme that you will hear today. Organized research units are efforts of faculty coming together from different disciplines with a very targeted focus on a problem. So regardless of the discipline and inclusive of multiple disciplines, these organized research units reflect efforts to answer problems, to solve world problems, to solve some of the most important scientific questions. And it really takes bringing scientists together from several different areas to do this. We've got some good examples of this. Cal IT2 Qualcomm Institute is a wonderful example, something that was funded by the state originating 10 to 12 years ago. Recently, the Arthur C. Clarke Center for Human Imagination is another good example, drawing faculty from all different parts of campus. And recently, many of you may have heard of the Center for Brain Activity Mapping that is part of the Kavli Brain Mind Institute. In all of these cases, big data plays a premier role. It's a core platform that enables the research to unfold. It allows us to do new types of research and create linkages between technology and research. Actually, I probably shouldn't go there. So I'm very pleased at this point to introduce the gentleman who's going to share with you a little bit about what brought this idea together and who generated this workshop today, Phil Bourne.
Thanks, Sandy. Well, something I ask myself every day is, why are we here? And I have to say, In the role that I'm playing now, which is part-time pharmacology professor and part-time in the Office of Research Affairs, the latter part I spend much more time trolling around campus talking to people than I ever would as a professor. And it's actually a lot of fun, including spending significantly more time in this part of the neck of the woods in this building. And I was having a discussion with Anna Meir and Carsten Hansen just about a variety of things. And at some point, Carsten said to me, oh, we use a paper from the journal I'm actually involved with called PLOS Computational Biology. We use a statistical method from that to actually do market analysis and business analytics. I thought, bingo, there's something I would never have discovered this. So what we're trying to do today is really to make more of those kinds of discoveries. So, you know, this is there's going to be a lot of short, sharp, hopefully, talks for many different disciplines. And I'm hopeful that the people giving them will recognize that the audience is probably not from their discipline. But what we should take away from this is the opportunities to potentially collaborate. New points of collaboration from people that you wouldn't normally interact with because you've come together through this notion of big data. In a sense, it doesn't matter what big data is, and we could spend the whole day probably trying to define it, and that wouldn't really get us very far. I think what it tells you is that there's something happening here. There are 500 people signed up for this workshop, which was sort of remarkable. And so we'll see where it goes. But the idea is we're not here to define big data, but just really to create and see about new collaborations. And when people speak, they've been asked to really address what it is that they can contribute from a collaborative point of view around data and what that they need that they don't have that you out there might have. So that's really the basic idea. Just some logistics. This is being videoed, but it's not being webcast. But it will be on the Big Data website subsequently after this meeting. Encourage you to use the social media around this event, particularly Twitter, I guess, so you can see the hashtag there and how to follow. And then you can go to the website while we're sitting here and, feel free to use the discussion forum, add events, add papers and things through Mendeley, and we're going to be talking about opportunities as well. So there's going to be some panel discussions that focus on things like ethics, on education, on the role of different constituents in the university, for example, the library, and what role they have to play in all of this. But, that's the basic notion for what we want to do today. And so I encourage you to be active on the social media. This and the whole event is being nicely sponsored by the Office of Research Affairs, Cal IT2, Qualcomm Institute, San Diego Supercomputer Center, and of course Radio, which is housing us in this wonderful facility.